Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy. Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Toke Talk After Dark, featuring your favorite hosts, Mountain Man
and the Wizard. What's up, guys?
Hell yeah, super excited. We also have our special guest, Randana.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hell yeah, man. So today we have a pretty crazy topic. I know it was something we touched upon last time, just a small hair, but we didn't have quite enough time to get into it. Randana, what do you think of lizard people?
Oh, the reptilian race?
The reptilians, bro.
Oh, man.
Bro, the people that are, like, in charge of our government.
I actually believe they exist, because they're not hiding anymore.
That is true. So if you think they exist, you basically believe in the hollow earth theory, basically?
Yes. I'm a fan of the hollow earth theory.
Me too.
I hope they go more into that and make it accessible for us to go there, because I would like to go there and smoke some inner world weed.
Bro. Dude, I'm telling you, so I've had a couple of plants, right, that I was literally, like, I was trying to get the plants to almost die so I didn't have to take care of them anymore because I felt bad about just chopping them and throwing them away, right? And so they were in the dark for, like, probably 2 fucking months, and then I eventually just had to chop them because they just wouldn't die. So I bet you they're definitely growing some crazy shit down in Center Earth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fucking definitely, dude.
I was actually just reading an article earlier today that said something. I didn't read the whole thing, so I can't quote it. And, like, you know, there's definitely things living down there. But they said something to the effect that they are finding signs of life from closer towards, like, the center of the Earth.
Hmm. Wow.
Like, even if it's just bacteria and things like that, that's still, you know what I mean? Like, signs of something that something else could be there.
Yeah, and especially because, considering that it's way up there, like North Pole, South Pole type, that there are bacteria that are trapped in icebergs that exist a million years ago, and they're just now, you know, awaking up, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, dude. I mean, shit, did you know that 70, don't quote me, I think it's either 75 or 78, 78%. Don't quote me, I think it's either 78% of the world's fresh water is actually held in a lake underneath the ice in Antarctica.
I'd believe it.
It's probably slapping, too. It's probably the best water ever.
Oh, dude, have you had that? What's that one that we recently got onto? It's like Hawaiian volcanic water.
Oh, that Wakanda?
Yeah,
bro. That's the shit.
Dude, that is literally, like, the best fucking water. But anyways, getting back onto I almost said snake people. Lizard people. I actually heard from one of my friends that grew up in, born and raised in Washington, I believe, that said that there's this place that's called, like, the Mima Mounds in Washington, dude. They believe that they were created by the lizard people, or reptilians, sorry, like, it's their eggs, bro. Like, and this place, I mean, you see it, bro. It's huge. Like, we're talking acres upon acres of just what they believe may be eggs buried under the ground.
Yeah, that's close to Yellowstone. It's a lot of weird stuff that goes down in Yellowstone Park, like UFOs, all types of things, man. Like, all types of things. So I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying?
What about the super volcano?
Yeah.
Like, that's the weird shit.
That's the weirdest shit ever, because it's like that right there. I hear if that explodes, then, like, everybody's fucked. Like, it's going to snow. It's going to be like the next ice age out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Because the sun's going to be blocked from all the shit that's coming out of the volcanoes.
Hell yeah, dude. So, real quick, I want to shout out this smoke of the show. What did you say this was called again?
That's a Thai stick from my homeboy, Marco. So, yeah, he's not really no company. He's just my homeboy, and he sounds great, you know?
Hell yeah. He just rolled it up for you before the show. That's pretty sick, dude.
Yep.
Good shit. Yeah, man, it's smoking pretty well. I mean, it is definitely burning nice and slow, too, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah, I just really can't identify the terps that I'm tasting.
I can't either.
Because it's so many of them. It's so, you know, it's like a
real salad. You're going to take
real
the blunt?
Salad. Yeah, Kato, take the blunt,
take
bro.
The blunt.
Kato wins, man.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Family Ties, too, while we're doing that, man. We're super excited to be working with Family Ties. There's a lot of great people down here. If you guys are looking to record your own music, please feel free to hit up Family Ties on Instagram at Family Ties.
I dig it. I dig it.
Got you, producer.
Got it, produce.
But yeah,
got you.
Even getting back to Yellowstone, I feel like just to get back to that point, man, I feel like it's a lot of stuff in Yellowstone. I feel like the Giants are out there. I feel like, because, you know, they're finding Giants. So I feel like all those weird societies of interdimensional creatures and beings, I feel like they're all kind of in cahoots with each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're going to just, like,
all
run shit in the shadows. You know what I'm saying?
See, like me, I'd like to go to the Yellowstone, man, because there's a big like activity of like Skinwalker and shit like that. It's
oh man,
it's amazing.
We need to go to Skinwalker Ranch one of these
yes.
days. You coming with us, Randana?
Yes,
of course. And then
yes.
after we go there, we're gonna go to the Bohemian Grove.
yes,
fucking hey, dude, I want to see this owl in person. I heard it's fucking wicked.
Oh yeah, the one that they set on fire, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Where they buried all those children underneath it. I mean, they found the bones, did they not, Wiz? I'm pretty sure they found the bones.
2000.
Do you think it's like adrenochrome sacrifices going on? Are we allowed to talk about that?
All day. I mean, listen, as long as we're not saying any names or incriminating anybody, then I think we... Whoa, what was that? Oh, that's just the background noise. I thought that was the government trying to tap in for a second. We are not talking about the Clintons. Okay, guys, let's talk about the Clintons.
But yeah, so, all right, so my theory is, I have like a light theory. I feel like the reptilians are using that to stay alive. And I'm not going to say who the reptilians are, but they obviously have lived here for a long time because the way they can control the world with such secrecy, and it's right in front of us, but we still can't see it, you know. You had to be here for a long time. You know what I mean? You had to endure certain civilizations to know what can make the society tick, what can make them feel a certain way, how you can control them, what they'll eat, you know what I'm saying? What they'll feed themselves. So I think even getting back to that, like, somebody needs to look into that.
New conspiracy theory. You ready? The bloodline of the reptilians, bro. The Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see that,
I
too.
I can see that. Big time.
The dude had, like, 12 hearts. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Before he supposedly died. Yeah, yeah. I think he holds the record from, like, most heart transplants.
They kept him alive for a hot minute, dog. He was like he's like the OG of the Rothschilds.
I guess that's what happens when you're trying to put a regular heart inside of a reptilian.
That body burned out.
Yeah.
Like, even movies like Get Out, like, I believe that's...
I truly 100% believe that's real.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even think that is hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain people, like, I can give somebody a liver. You know what I'm saying? I could have my heart transplanted, so why couldn't my conscience? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all organic material on a molecular level, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, I actually overheard a conversation at Food Lion one time. So this old lady was talking to this customer, and they're going back and forth, and she ended up talking about Alzheimer's. She said she got a Neuralink implant in the back of her neck, and her Alzheimer's is gone. And she had Alzheimer's for like 15 years, she said. This shit's insane. It's there. Like, we are there. Because we're curing diseases that have no cure. Like, literally.
And the way I know that that's definitely, like, 1,000% true is because I just saw fucking photos from the, like, one of the first, well, not one of the first, but, like, one of the people that had gotten it done. And it's like, they get, like, this little fucking, almost like a Frankenstein bolt on the back of their fucking head and shit, dude. It's fucking wild. But, I mean, if we're talking, like, they're talking about making people be able to walk again. Like, paraplegics can walk again, bro. People that are blind can see. People that are deaf can hear.
Yeah, like, I think the one for the ears is called, like, the cochlear implant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know, only reason why I know that, because I have a deaf cousin. And he had it implanted in one ear. And I remember they had a video of him hearing for the first time. And it's so heart-wrenching, like, it really makes you cry, because it's like, damn, like, we take our senses for granted, like, or we don't even think about them, because we're so used to having them, right? Yeah. So, not even that we take it for granted, like, we're just used to having them, so to seeing him hear for the first time, because they put something in his eardrum, is crazy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the advancements that we've been making in science, shit, just over the past 5 years, bro, it's, like, almost weird, you know what I mean? Like, and then I don't know, you tie that in with almost all the like alien sightings and stuff that have happened over the past 5 years, makes you wonder.
Yeah, and I believe that when all of us, and when I say all of us, the whole world kind of reaches like a collective consciousness, I think that the aliens will probably come out and be like, all right, since you guys can understand, let's work, you feel me?
I feel it, dude. I am so ready for, like, aliens and fucking interstellar travel.
Hold up. I got a question for both of you guys.
Huh.
Are you guys going to get the chip?
Which one? The implant one thing that they've been talking about?
Wait, like, think about this before I let you answer. What if the chip is kind of, like, to further humanity as far as, like, advancements in technology, health, because, you know, I'm sure they're gonna have like certain chips that can tell you like, hey, you have high blood pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that'd be beneficial to most of society.
You know, the only thing that I think would keep me from getting a chip implanted into my body is I don't trust my government enough.
Yeah,
I don't want them tracking where I go every 5 seconds, and I don't want them listening to everything I do, and I don't want them knowing exactly how much money I spend. And, you know, I don't know. It's just
privacy is definitely a,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why where the privacy thing got lost. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very private about my finances and stuff like that, man. I don't share that shit with everybody. You feel me? But like, I don't know. It's just that I feel like it's a like an overstep almost into more of a pass towards socialism. You know what I mean? A way to control the people. And I don't know. I don't really dig that.
And even going back to what I was saying, how the people that control the narrative, control the information that we receive. You know what I'm saying? You're right. You're totally right. You know what I'm saying? They had to be here for years doing that. You know what I'm saying? They had to be here for years practicing their methods of madness. How to, like, okay, how can we track people but make them think it's cool? You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's the kind of shit that scares the hell out of me, dude. Like, no bullshit. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like there should be a freedom to privacy at some extent.
Yeah, at one point, phones didn't have GPS.
That's what I'm saying. And now they do.
Well, we as humans give security. We give up our privacy for security.
Yeah.
Nowadays, and that's just the fault of our society.
I mean, look at that whole thing that was going around about the COVID trackers and stuff like that, that they were making people download onto their phones and saying how, you know, the government essentially had a location on everybody that had COVID. You know what I mean? And just people that were checking into the app, that you automatically have your location into a government database, and I don't know if I feel comfortable with that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think Facebook probably already traded all our information.
Well, they're actually in loss. They're actually in court right now for doing that, selling information to the government.
Crazy.
Which the fucking government put them on trial for buying information from fucking Facebook, and they're trying.
Is that not entrapment?
It's almost entrapment, but it's what it was is it wasn't being listed properly in the terms and conditions. That's what they're doing. Mm. They're trying to drain out terms and conditions, but it's not stated in their terms and conditions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's the whole meme thing with Zuckerberg in court. That's the whole court for fucking doing all that shit. That's what they're in court for. And in court for, I don't take any political stance or side, but basically they're in court for the left censoring the right on Facebook. I mean,
that's crazy. It happens. But that's the problem with Facebook, because Facebook, the way the algorithm is set up, so let's say I get up there and I talk about how much I like barbecue chicken, right? What's going to happen is I'm going to start to attract ads about food and chicken.
Oh, like one picture about barbecue chicken, dog. That's the only thing you're going to see for the rest of your life.
And then it's going to attract me to people that feel the same way or have the same love and appreciation. So what happens in the world like that, you think you're right all the time because you don't see the left. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the other opinions about what you might think. And that's really dangerous, because there's a lot of people on Facebook that think their opinions are right, and they can't even get insight to another opinion because the way the algorithm is set up. Mm-hmm. It's made so this is your world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you don't live
it's
in
personalized it with towards you.
It's too personalized. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, when I get on Facebook, I want to see what my enemy is thinking about too. Mm-hmm. Or somebody that I might not be too fond of. I want to see what they're talking about in regards to any subject. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like if I get up there and I say, yo, I'm the most beautiful person in the world, I don't want people to be like, damn right you are. Yeah, it feels good. I want one or two, three people say, man, you ugly as a mug. Because that's real life.
Yeah, when I feel it.
When I go to Walmart and try to pull some shit like that, you're going to get that real opinion from the people. So I feel like, hey, people on Facebook, people on social media, don't get too lost in your own opinion. Be open to new ideas.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what we started this whole entire thing off of, is that me and Wiz are like super open-minded people, and we love hearing other people's points of view and sharing it with people. You know what I mean? And we try to use this platform to share different points of view on different subjects and stuff like that, just to kind of open the floor to discussion.
Yep. So real quick, I'm pretty high, but... Does this have a tip on it, or that's smoking the whole bitch?
Nah, that's smoking the whole
bitch. The whole bitch? Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Shout out to Marco for that, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Running the whole show.
I dig it. Well, if we would have knew each other a little earlier, we was at the, we won't name it because we don't work with the people no more, but we was at a cannabis festival.
Oh, man.
And we rolled up a can of car.
A 10-gram Canagar out of highs, bro.
Yeah,
all
it was
mug.
It burned for 4.5 hours. No bullshit. The whole conversation we were having.
Between seven people.
Yes. And three of us smoked it the whole way.
Yeah.
Like everybody quit, like just left.
Yeah.
I had seen a while ago, I don't know if you guys heard, Burner was doing like a cross between like mushrooms and weed.
Oh, is it the chocolate he's coming out with? Is it the chocolate?
I don't know if it was a chocolate. I thought it was going to be like a bud. I don't know. I could be wrong.
The only way I could see that is somehow genetically putting psilocybin in the genetics.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild.
I don't even understand.
Yeah, me neither. Is that possible?
Let me find it.
Can we find a good enough scientist to make this possible?
Dude, I've been telling you, too, though, if you think about it, you could probably get a high enough THC content And it would almost act as a
psychedelic.
As a psychedelic.
Yeah, so it's saying that the CAPS offering as it stands today is filled with legal mushrooms, cannabinoids, and plant derivative terpenes. The bottles cost about $55 for 30 capsules and are available nationwide. It's a daytime capsule, Clarity. It is aimed at consumers looking for uplifting morning, afternoon boosts with ingesting sugar-filled energy, without ingesting sugar-filled energy drinks. So, the blend meant to stimulate and focus your mind contains two types of mushrooms, lion's mane and cordyceps, and as well as CBD, CBG, and an energy terpene blend. So, it's a lot of other research that they're doing behind that. So, that sounds cool.
Fuck yeah. So, they're doing almost like actual, like, not like psychedelic mushrooms, but regular mushrooms.
Yeah, and it is like, I guess they're just, it's like in a capsule. You know what I'm saying? And you can probably take a whole bunch of them and get really high off weed and, the, you know, the terpenes and all that shit. That's what's up. We got to get those on.
Hell yeah, dude. Maybe
only for $55, that's not a bad price.
Oh, man. We're going to have to stop by the cookie store while we're out in L.A. at the end of April and see if we can find some.
I'm looking for a lighter, dog.
Oh, no. My bad. Just say, ask for a lighter, bro. We're on a smoking show, bro.
I didn't want to interrupt.
If right, you're buddy. Trying to light up some weed, homie, light up some weed. Ah, there we go. That's the stuff. What was this thing called again?
A tie stick.
Oh my fuck, bro. I'm like stoned. And then that jetpack in between.
Yeah, we smoking big gas.
Hell yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, shit. I guess now that we're talking about cryptids, what other cryptids do you guys know a lot about?
A whole bunch, man. Where do you want me to start?
I don't know. Like, I want the creepiest cryptid.
The creepiest cryptid has to be the Skinwalker.
But
on
like
some real shit.
What version of the Skinwalker? Like the Navajo version of the Skinwalker, or the newfound kind of
the
Slenderman
the new, like,
version?
Urban legend where they're like tall and lanky, and they'll like fuck you up type
like,
of shit.
Like pale bodies with like a bunch of teeth.
Yes, basically. No eyes.
No eyes, no hair, no nothing. Just like a 10-foot tall, lanky fucking claws.
And they mimic. They'll mimic people that you know, which is nuts. And I think that's very insane. That, like,
you know, there's a lot of things that have like almost like that shape-shifting morphability. So like that's kind of, that kind of almost ties back into the lizard person thing. You know what I mean?
But on a serious note, I'm thinking that Queen Elizabeth is probably in cahoots with them. If not,
you think so?
Is one.
You think so?
She's been around for a long time, bro.
I dig it. And then Prince Charles, you know how that all that shit came up about him? How he like I mean, it's all news.
Princess Diana too.
Like I think Princess, Princess Diana and Prince Charles. Oh, I think it was Prince William. My bad, Charles. Prince William.
That's the one that he's badass.
They were knocked from the royal family. And Harry, too. Harry and his new wife. They were knocked from the royal family because the conspiracy was that they were going to tell the world about reptilians running world governments. That's why they said Diana and Khan that died in the car crash were on their way to the French embassy to tell them everything. And that's why they were killed.
Why the fuck have I not heard about this?
Because you ain't deep enough in the rabbit hole, dog.
Yeah, jump in that rabbit hole.
Like, it's nuts to think about that because the big thing is as well, why would you knock off a royal family? Like, why would you do that? Like,
I'm not sure.
So you're thinking, like, Harry, he marries basically a commoner from America. I can get the queen there. Okay, I can get that. But they came out with the whole story. Basically to blame William for molesting kids and shit. And he all of a sudden steps down, and then 2 days later he dies. I mean,
that was crazy.
And then Harry is in Canada on a no extradition charge. Not charge, but a no extradition law. Because they had, when William got in trouble, the Queen signed this law from like 1100 stating if she says that every person of royal family has to come to Buckingham Palace, by law they have to or risk imprisonment. She called that law when all this shit about William happened, and Harry refused to come, and the Secret Service wanted to go get him and they couldn't find him. So there's a lot more than just somebody messing with little kids. I'm just saying. Completely honest.
Yeah, that's probably just the surface. Like, that's just, you know, that's
if it did happen.
If it, yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you, they were going to talk.
If our... And,
yeah,
if,
because, like, think about it, bro. Like, royal people don't die. Like, how do you even die when you're that high up?
In battle? I don't know. Like, they're not out on the fields anymore. Like,
bro, they don't even go outside, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they doing outside? you see what I'm saying? Like, we go outside. We're regular folk. Like, but you don't see the president walking down the street.
We're fucking peasants, dog.
Yeah. Like, you don't even see fucking celebrities walking down the street, for real. So... You know, that's some funny shit.
And I'm definitely convinced that Nicolas Cage is a vampire, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, I can fucking see it, bro. I mean, I
there's that old Civil War picture of him, like, identical.
Oh, well, if he's a vampire, then so is Johnny Depp, because I saw that picture of him from, like, 1100-something,
too. Well, think about this. Like, they put the shit in front of us, like... If you ever watch X-Men, Wolverine, and his brother, Sabretooth, were literally fucking, they before they even had the claws and shit, they were living through fucking, so it has to be some truth to that. And there's another movie, Old Guard on Netflix. Go check that out. It's about a society of people that just live a long time. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great movie. Like, go check that shit out. They put it in our faces. Don't think that you're walking around here and it's not somebody that's 1,000 years old in Walmart with you. For real.
I could see it. And that person could be a fucking lizard person.
Yeah. Just living their life.
Like, no bullshit, dude. Like, so, like, we were talking about even, like, the what was it, the monks of Tibet, the Tibetan monks?
The Tibetan monks,
they
dog.
Live to be, like, 200, don't they?
Well, they say. I mean, I've never met one, so. But they do say that they live a long time. It's because of that whole, what are they saying? Yeah, it's like the it's basically looking into, like, Atlanteans, because they say that Tibetan monks are descendants of the Atlanteans at one point, because the Tibetan monks can basically get that, like, sixth sense, almost. Like, they can basically go, when you meditate, what is, like, the final level of meditation? What do they call that? Finding your inner
euphoria. Oh, I forget nirvana.
Your nirvana. Yeah. It's almost, they can almost access that on, like, a spiritual level on command. Like, they don't have to, like, work towards it. And that's why they say, like, Atlanteans, there's actually, I would say, 75% true. It was on the History Channel. That's why I still call it 75% true. But
like I said, dog, everybody has at least 50% of the truth.
So when they said they found one of the original sites of Atlantis off the coast of North Carolina, which came to be false because they actually said they found the real one.
Yep.
You actually mentioned that the other day.
It is the Eye of the Sahara or Sahara.
Oh, it's under.
Yeah. Well, no, like, so if you look at, like, if you look up a picture of the Eye of the Sahara, it looks almost identical to what was described as Atlantis. And that area used to be partially underwater. And in this, like, canyon, whatever, it's a perfect circle, and it's 27 miles across, which is the exact, like, who was it that
I seen that.
Plato or something. I don't know who it was, but somebody described, yes, yeah, and it was 27 it. Miles yeah. from one I, side to the other.
I've seen that. You ready? I've seen that.
It's Aristotle.
Aristotle.
Yeah. He was actually, they say, the last person to, like, mingle with the race before they disappeared.
Yeah, he was saying how much vegetation and the animals, he described all of that. That's incredible.
I'm going to find you a picture of it, homie. Watch this.
Go ahead. Let's do it.
Boom! Look at that shit.
That's some crazy shit.
That's a Lammas, bro.
You ready? Now I'm about to hit you with some other facts. So not only is it 27 miles across, right? And almost an identical representation of it. And it was also a coastal city. But they say that the reason that it looks like disheveled like that and what took over Atlantis was a giant tsunami. Like, huge, unlike anything that we've ever seen in today's recorded time. And it's actually another thing that I believe was notated in Aristotle's paper about Atlantis, is how Atlantis came, like, ceased to be, was because of a giant tsunami, right? And not only that, but here it goes even deeper. They found some of the oldest, like, clay pots and other objects, if you will, relics, like some of the oldest ones in the world, were found right there in the middle, the Eye of the Sahara.
Amazing.
That's amazing. That is Atlantis, dude. It is.
So how crazy is that, man? I mean, it's been rumored to be everywhere, all over the world, dude, from, like, what, the Bermuda Triangle to off the coast of off of Greece to the Mediterranean to, I believe there is something about somewhere like Central America, like off the waters over there, something like crazy stuff. But like to be in the middle of the Sahara Desert, bro,
it's crazy. Perfect hiding spot, though.
All right, the driest place on Earth. Boom, there it is. What are you lighting there?
Whatever the fuck that is, I will be able to see that.
Yeah. Wiz is without his contacts today.
Yep. Fucking allergies, dog.
It's a Pinhead Larry.
Oh, shit. That's the Pinhead Larry from earlier. I completely forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, we have four pre-rolls.
We got what? To, I forget what he called them. A wasabi pre-roll.
Yep, and one. Then it was the green pack of the ones that we smoked on the last show.
No, red. The pack was red.
The pack was red?
Yes.
I thought the pack that I got was red. No, the pack that I got was
green.
It was the sour apple last time. This time it was the other one. Do you know, by any chance? You know what we're talking about? The head... something exploders. What is it?
Headbusters.
Yeah.
Fuck it, but I don't know what the red one is.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, it's the apple fritter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was bomb, bro. Oh, my God. We smoked
we
three of them.
We was high as fuck off that shit. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's I like the Pinhead Larry. Yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. Dirty Dan's.
I just remembered that my headbuster was in my ear and my headphones are on, so I was busting my headbuster.
Oh, you're killing me.
It's a whole ass drum back here, bro.
Oh my God.
Give us a beat, bro.
Give us a beat?
Come on, you do beats,
like,
right?
What the fuck?
Come on, give us a beat.
All right.
What we got?
I love it. I love it.
I was was getting down, bro. That was good.
That was pretty good.
We got to get more instruments, like live instruments on here just to fuck around with. Man. Right. Random shit to pull off the walls.
Yeah, that shit is crazy shit right there. Oh, yeah.
Good shit. Oh, yeah. Man, he just busts out a whole ass motherfucking drum, bro. Like,
it was hanging on the wall, bro. I had to.
That shit's funny as a bitch.
Shouts out to Family Ties.
Right.
See, we got to get like those car, you know, those cards or whatever that we were talking about, the podcasting cards.
Oh yeah,
that card. It's like a podcasting card game. Shouts out to whoever the fuck made that. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems pretty cool. Like it's just random shit, like random questions, random things
pod
to
deck.
Talk about. Pod Deck. Shouts out to Pod Deck. Check them out at Pod Deck. Probably on everything.
On my phone.
On Google.
It's the they're on Apple and the
shit. What new movies y'all looking forward to?
Oh man, I heard something about what's the show that we've been watching? It's coming out with a movie here. Oh, that's like fucking 2 years from now. But
what's that?
The Last Kingdom. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Last Kingdom movie.
What? When's that coming? That's like 2024.
2024, I believe, and it's Seven Kings Must Die.
That's pretty cool, man. Do you watch The Last Kingdom? I don't know if you're into movies like that.
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Oh my god, dude! So
it's
actually,
a good period show.
With Grandma Wiz, I was sitting in the other studio last night, and we were watching a show while we were waiting.
Hold up, wait. The Last Kingdom, is that about the zombies?
No, that's about, it's like this main dude, he's called Uhtred, and he's like running around fucking up people, like all over the place. Wiz will probably explain it better, but was that not a good explanation?
Well, yeah, Uhtred does fuck some people. But it's basically during the year 874 AD to 956, and basically it's about the building of England, like King Alfred the Great, Edward the Elder, people like that, up into Alistair, who was crowned the first king of England. So, and then it's just basically Uhtred goes around and fucks people up. And it's just a whole bunch of battles between Anglo-Saxons.
And it's like gory as fuck, bro. Oh, yeah. Like swords in people's necks, dude. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, they got down back in that time, for sure.
I wish we still fought like that today on some real shit.
I think one of my favorite stories is about his name was Ivan the Great, and then they nicknamed him Ivan the Terrible because he was just wild. Like I think he was the Tsar Empire. I think that's like before like the USSR.
Yeah, it's Russia.
It's like Russia, yeah. And
Alexander II was the last one.
Yeah, but he was great. Like he was terrible, like to his people. Like I don't know, he was terrible. But like just to watch his story and like how he kind of like fell from grace and all that was really wild to me. Yeah,
I feel you, bro. I love history. I'm a huge history buff.
Yeah, me too.
Like me and Wiz, we watch documentaries like constantly, bro, about everything. Like. From the beginnings of time, like I mean, we're talking like from the big, like we watch stuff about the universe, like everything, bro. It's wild. So
I think another wild story too is like Rasputin. I think he was crazy, like just his whole persona, how like he just did whatever he wanted and then like slept with all the girls in the palace, all of them, threesomes. He was just going crazy, bro. Like. And he was actually getting some shit right, too. Like, he was predicting some shit. So, like, much respect to Rasputin, man.
Like, hell yeah, bro. Shit's crazy.
He tried to take over the country. It was kind of wild.
What you got going on there, Wiz?
Just looking through this pod deck shit.
Oh, did you download it?
Yeah, I was just seeing if anything would fit what we're doing now.
Conspiracy pod deck?
Oh, conspiracy theories.
Oh, my God. All right, get nice and close.
was 9/11 an inside job? If I'd seen that,
I skipped over that one. Fuck that.
Oh, damn.
It's crazy because that's my birthday.
You want to laugh?
Shout out to 9/11.
Ready for this?
Okay. Before we start, shouts out to Poddeck. You check them out on Google, Apple Play Store, or whatever, all of them.
Why does flat earth theory still have so much traction?
I already told you, because the earth is flat.
It's not fucking flat.
Technically, because of flat. the rotating speed of the earth, it mushrooms out at the center, and technically,
it's not flat.
It's an oblique sphere.
It's still a sphere.
Google a picture of an oblique sphere.
It's definitely...
It's not flat, but it looks like... You know those
exactly.
balloons?
Exactly!
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, but it's balloons? Those balloons from, like, Dollar Tree and stuff like that? The, like foil ones or whatever? Yeah. That, like, have, like, pictures on them, the round and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they got, what, a flat side bullshit. To both sides, right? But it's like beveled edges, right? On the edges.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's essentially what the earth looks like, bro. Is that not crazy?
Not crazy.
So wait, why? So what does the pod deck say? Does it have like an answer, or is that not how this works?
That's not how it works.
Oh, okay. So why do you think that it still has so much traction? Religion?
Because enough people believe in it.
I feel like it. Like most people that I've met that are like flat earthers, bring heavy religious aspects into it about the what's the dome that they talk about in the Bible?
The dome in Jerusalem.
It's like the dome that's over the earth as we know it that God created to protect us from.
Ozone layer?
No. They have like a religious term for it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
So God built something to protect us.
Yeah, like a dome over top of us to protect us.
Can we escape from this dome?
It's essentially like if you were to put a droplet of water on top of a quarter, that's essentially how they describe the earth. In some part of the Bible, apparently.
Oh.
It's crazy because, like, I think, I'm not saying that important, but I'm thinking, like, of the name of it. Firmament.
Yes, the firmament. Thank you. I told you it was a fucking real thing. I'm not just talking out my ass.
I went to church, too, so, like, I told you I grew up in church, so, yeah. Some of that stuff's stuck.
So, like I said, like that's essentially how the Earth is described. It's described as this vast open land with the firmament over top of it, and that's just it. You know what I mean? But I think some people's loose translation of that is that it's this massive land is flat, and the dome is over top of it, and you can sail off the side of it.
Still. Yeah, because for real, if you're a god, why would you make it a ball?
Science.
Huh?
Science. That's why it's a ball.
I know it's a ball.
Or sphere.
I know it's a ball.
Thank you.
I get that. But I'm saying, like, if you were God, what would you make the shape of the earth?
Triangles.
Just one big triangle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or not a triangle, but a prism.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the strongest shape in the known universe.
But I think... With that, you have to think about physics too. Like, how are things going to move on your Earth because it's a certain shape?
You know what else is an oblique sphere? An egg. And I've seen someone balance a fucking tractor on an egg. So it's also a pretty fucking stouty, like, shape. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, I think any other shape. For real, if I had to, like, make Earth, my shit would be a hexagon.
Yeah.
Because then it would be just cool. Travel on a hexagon, like, think about it. Like, you're going up a street, sharp-ass right turn.
Or you just, like, you jump off one side and then it just like flies around. It's
yo, and you can like, we can make it tunnels on the inside of my hexagon, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes sense. Like,
oh, yeah.
Travel would be easy on a hexagon.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I feel
if you really think about it, it's eight sides, you got eight ways to go, 16 options.
Well, 32
options.
I mean, it's probably closer to a hexagon with all the mountains and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
sure. Yeah, I'm right.
Fucking A.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't have mountains on my earth, though.
No.
Nah, I like no mountains.
What about me?
Nah, I'm a mountain. I have a special mountain just for you. I don't know. Mountains are just kind of like, you know what? I would have mountains because they do serve a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, my bad, mountains.
Dude, mountains. You know, I'll change your mind. You ready? Go up 95 through West Virginia and just keep on driving, like, up towards Ohio.
Oh, I've been through there. I love going up there, bro.
Oh, my God.
No food tax. No food tax in West Virginia. Shout out to y'all and y'all's local state government. Because going to Walmart was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I really was getting food, and it was $13. That's it. Like,
I feel it.
Shout out to West Virginia.
Hell yeah. Or what's that one in Pennsylvania, bro? The park that I drove through in Pennsylvania on my way to Gettysburg.
Probably the Appalachian Mountains. Oh, Blue Ridge Parkway.
No, it's like it's a national park in Pennsylvania. I don't know. Well, anyways, it was gorgeous, and the fucking trees were huge, and it's like 15 minutes outside of Gettysburg. Like, tell us something. I don't know. It was pretty cool, though. Like, especially growing up in upstate New York and everything like that, like, I grew up in a valley, bro. So, like, I grew up with just the mountain views and stuff like that, and I'm just...
I live in a...
Well, I mean, not in a valley, but it's, like, right in the middle of the mountains, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. I lived in a place in Indiana that's like that, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing I didn't like about that shit was... When it gets really hot, it's just gonna rain. Like, it's going to rain, like, no matter what you're doing, no matter how nice it is, if it gets too hot outside, it's literally gonna rain. Mm-hmm. Every time.
And what's even worse is that when you're upstate in New York, if it's wintertime, if it's gonna rain, it's gonna fucking snow, bro. Yeah. And, like, we're talking, like, I've gone up there to visit on leave. And, like, I would have to call my command and be like, hey, guys, I need, like, a few days before I come back. And they're like, what do you mean you need a few days? Well, hey, it kind of snowed 2 feet while, like, overnight while I was sleeping. Didn't mean to. Sorry. Went to bed. It was, like, 70 degrees outside. Woke up, and there's 2 foot of snow on the ground. Crazy shit.
All right. So our next little question on this pod deck is, was 9/11 an inside job? Go.
That's a deep one, bro. I mean, now what do you mean by inside job? Like, who are you claiming it is? Because there's, like, I could give you a million.
Let's just keep it simple. America. Us, the government.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so definitely, if it was the government, it would be the, I believe, the shadow government or the Illuminati, if you will. I mean, that's the way I would definitely go with that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't directly our government. Like, we talked about this on the last one, I believe. It was the United States versus the United States of America.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the United States is the corporation, or no, sorry, the United States is the country where they're, you know, bound by that contract and everything. The United States of America, when it was changed or whatever, and they added the America, it then changed to a corporation. And that's the shadow government, if you will, the Illuminati, the whatever you want to call it, the lizard people, all of them, that's who runs that.
That's nuts. That's who fucking crazy.
Controls our politics. That's who controls our economic influence, our footprint on the world, if you will.
Yeah. No, but when it comes to... You want to speak? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, is that... In the grand scheme of things, and you see how, like, the world works and shit, and how people are, really, do you think that is actually a bad thing? Or is it just a bad thing because we don't know about it? Is it because it's so secretive? But do you have any reservations about, like, how they've been running things and how you were running different?
Okay, so I do have... Okay, so obviously I'm going to think that I would run things differently. You're never... And that's the problem, is that you're never going to be fully approved by every demographic, if you will, of, you know, the United States of America, because we're the melting pot. Everybody's here. You know what I mean? Everybody's got a different point of view. Everybody's got a different look. You know what I mean? There's a million different walks of life. Everybody's been through something different. It's going to give them a different perception, because perception, as I always say, perception's a deadly motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, it is what drives everything that you do. The way you look at the world, the way you understand the things, the way you were taught, the way you were, I don't know, just you, who you are, like, what, everything that's up there, the, to your soul, bro, because there's actually proof that, I mean, I guess scientific proof, if you will, it's a theory, I guess, more than anything, but somebody weighed a body after and before it was dead, and, you know, there was the, what was it, was 7 ounces, something like that?
Yeah, it was like, no, it was like, it was
7 pounds?
No.
I don't know. Something. But anyways, like, down to your soul, like, everything. That is what is all built off of your perception on everything. You know what I mean? Like, that is what drives your perception. That is what forms it. And then it's also what forms you. You know what I mean? Like, crazy shit.
Yeah.
So.
But just talking from, like, all right, if you was really in that position, and we're talking about, like, the whole world. How the whole world operates with so many different people in it. Like, I mean, I feel like it could be worse, right? Like, it could definitely be worse if it wasn't, like, a certain narrative, a certain, like, certain lifestyles. There's many lifestyles, as many religions, as many different countries, and they all... So I feel like the power is split, but on one conscious, you know what I mean, agenda, you know, if you will.
I feel it. I mean, if there was, like, no war, if world peace was a thing, do you know the things that we would be able to achieve as a species, bro? You know what I mean? If we were to all work together, because we're all smart enough to do that. We all have the brain power too. You know what I mean? We can all comprehend where, like you can't make all the dogs in the world get together and work together. It's not a thing. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think they would all join a pack. You know what I mean? But if all of the humans in the entire world were to get together and put all of their thinking power to one thing, you know how crazy that would be?
That would be crazy. So, do you think giants exist? That was another good one.
Oh, man. Of course. They found bones, didn't they?
Yeah. But, see, for me, when they talk about giants, I think they, like Afghanistan, you know, like over there in the Middle East, I think that's where giants are on some real shit.
Like, still there?
Yeah, like, still there, and... And I started thinking about it when we did that creepypasta about that, the giants of Afghanistan. And I looked into it a little bit more, and I truly believe that if there's giants out there, they're still in Afghanistan. I mean, it's just, they got caves everywhere, so it makes sense.
You want to laugh?
Nethrim, that's what they're called.
You want to laugh?
What's up?
I was so fucking stoned during that creepypasta. I don't even remember any of it.
You don't remember the dust doing that creepypasta?
I remember us doing it, but I don't Rastapasta. I don't remember it. Like I know we did it, and I see it on our thing, but I don't remember actually like the recording of.
That's
like,
funny.
We lit that first blunt. Boom, gone. Because that was like, that was a truffles night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shouts out to truffles.
Always. Always. Are you good over there, bro?
Yeah, I'm straight. I'm high as hell. The other day, I smoked some Saba ice caps.
Ooh.
They were fire. I'll show you them. They're fucking crazy.
Some Saba ice caps.
Yeah, go check those.
Please explain more about that.
Oh, man, this is some crazy shit. Like, all right, so what they do is they, like, take the bud and they, like, freeze it. And so that's pretty much what you're looking at is, like, distill it and all types of stuff. And it's frozen, so it's kind of like a
moon rock. It's all THC.
All THC.
Jesus.
Like, crazy, like, weed that looks like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Zabaco. Oh shit, yeah.
Zabaco?
Yeah, Zaba.
Zaba.
I'm gonna have to get me some of that, bro.
Yeah, if y'all can find that, bring that to me. Bring that to me, my guy.
Hell yeah, man. Well, we're going to have to definitely keep an eye out for that as well as some truffles, man. I definitely scooped up some tonight that is looking delicious. I am super excited about. I'm super excited to hit you guys with the next show. Hit them with it again, Wiz. When is the next show?
Our next show is going to be on Tuesday. That'll be 420 News. And then before Tuesday, Around the Table on Saturday with Token, of course, all that. And then I know that Randana, we heard that he could spit. So we about to play a beat and let him get on that real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Total Radio. Okay. Hey. Hey. I woke up cause I want some more. You say you want money, but you move too slow. Got a weapon on me, trying to conquer my foes. Trying to catch me a plate, can't chill with the bros. Don't like that blunt, cause I'm smoking this boat. And the love of these bitches can't trust no hoe. No fronts on the side, I'ma tell you as no. Treat my gun like a camera, I put on the show. I'ma shoot this shit and then I'ma go. Oh, I'm chilling with Wiz and Mountain Man, yeah. Don't smoke around your kids. You know what I'm saying? Don't smoke around your kids, it's not good. No cap. Shout out to Mountain Man. Shout out to Wiz. Thank you for having me. Toe Top Radio. Family Ties 2022, man. All love, man. Peace.
And always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all.